a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Kate Heller, and my dad, Dave Heller, owns the River Bandits. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is just like the Ferris wheel in Modern Woodland Park. Dave talks in circles and circles, and Darren is probably all lit up. Enjoy the show.
Hello there!
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things! Hey everybody, my name is Dave. This is my partner Darren. We do a podcast. I want to share a story with you about my partner Darren, if you'll allow it. Darren, welcome back to the podcast. It's good to see you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. So for my day job, they sent me to Modern Woodman Park this week for Tuesdays. The radio station I work for, WC, sponsors the Tuesday games. So I had a chance to go there, and I was doing a live remote. Mm-hmm. And I'm there at Modern Woodman Park, and I think, wouldn't it be great if for a break I grab Darren, and then I get Darren to do the break with me, and then it's like, hey, Dave and Darren in some small way are back on the radio.
So is that what you were up to?
I put the microphone in front of Darren. I'm like, hey, we're here at Modern Woodman Park. It's Military Tuesday. Let's talk about all the great things that are happening here at Modern Woodman Park. I put the microphone in Darren's mouth, and this is what I get.
Why are you so loyal to Rex Grossman?
I'm right over here.
I'm over here.
I don't work for free, buddy.
Yeah, I ended up not using that.
That was a good call.
We ended up not using that break. I thought, yeah,
I think that
maybe.
I think you made an executive decision, and it was the right one.
Well, you know. Raffles!
Listen, the first taste is free.
I see. So the first decade, that was free. The next time, there'll be consequences. It was great to see you.
Look
there.
At you. You're glowing.
And the ballparks never looked better. Is it because...
Except for the fact that when you made your way into the team store, and you're like, everything looks the same.
I was expecting some newer merchandise.
Are you insinuating that I've done nothing all year long?
I'm not insinuating it so much as, you know, just flat out saying it.
Oh, okay.
It was great.
That's what I thought you were saying.
Great seeing you at the park.
You were also stumped by the autograph ball.
Okay, so this is the thing. Darren sells at the River Bennett's. You sell this ball that has like a Don Adams pen built into it.
Right, some sort of Get Smart leftover.
And I'm thinking
a retractable pen.
I'm thinking, why would you need a pen built into a baseball?
How often are you playing baseball when you think I need a pen?
Oh, I got to write a letter.
Oh, I guess it could be used for autographs.
And then it says in massive letters, autograph ball. Yeah, yeah. I was pretty proud of myself for that one. We are here in the Capriotti Studios, and you say I'm glowing. I think you're referring to the fact that today's the first day of school.
It is,
and the house.
The house is yours. I went upstairs. There's a half-eaten pizza. There are cookies that say "for me."
You believe it?
There's a little post-it note that says, and there are these chocolate chip cookies, and the post-it note, four chocolate chip cookies, and a post-it note next to it that says "for me."
The post-it note says "for us."
Oh, I didn't read it that way.
No, Jenny made cookies because she's having some sort of
there were some leftovers.
So she made cookies for the company she's got coming over tonight, and she said these are for the guests, and then these are for us. Those, it's not for me. That would be great. Bunch of cookies on a table with a note for me,
and you're the only one here, and you're the only one that's going to be here for like the next 4 hours.
Yeah, it's just
but
a
still,
note. It's
there's
just
a note for the universe to know. I don't expect any prowlers, but just in case, I'm leaving the door wide open.
This is for me. Welcome to the show. We begin with a story out of Oregon, where this is in Estacada, Oregon. Firefighters rescued a woman they say was trapped in a septic tank for 2 to 3 days. They had to fly her to the hospital.
Well, here is the upside on that.
Mm.
If you have to go... Well, just go. Go anywhere you like.
Easy now.
I guess there's
no reason to struggle with holding it.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about crapping your pants if you're...
go right ahead.
Rescuers say they found the woman lying in raw sewage with her face just above it in a tank outside her rural home. Again, she was trapped in there for 2 to 3 days.
Gonna take a little nap here in my poop pile.
She lives in this house alone. Oh, the engineer paramedic who was on the scene says it was definitely a scary situation, sitting at the bottom of a septic tank, and you don't know that anybody's coming to get you.
Yeah.
Rural areas use underground septic tanks as a kind of private sewer to process and treat waste. You're not hooked up to a main line. You're not sharing it with a municipality. I guess people became concerned when they hadn't heard from her. The daughter hadn't heard from mom.
Right down here.
Hadn't heard from mom since last Friday. Got concerned, went to check on her, and then found her inside the septic tank. And then called 911 and said, "You guys need to deal with this. My mother's in a septic tank."
How often do you talk to your parents?
Nah, often enough.
Well, no. I'm just saying is, mm-hmm. Could they not be heard from for a week? And it,
I imagine this is going to get like grisly here, but I don't talk to my parents that often because I still am lucky enough to have both of them.
No, I know you do.
I imagine when I only have one of them, I'll check up a lot more often. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Am I being grisly here?
No, I understand that eventually, you're thinking they still have each other.
Eventually, one of them will call me to tell me that there's only one of them.
Yes.
And then it will be my job to focus on making sure that one is around. They can take care of each other
until
they can't.
So what you're saying is if you hadn't heard from them for over a week, it wouldn't be...
Oh, I've gone a year without talking to my parents. Okay. I've gone more than a year without talking to my parents.
All right, so then they could be going...
I love my mom and dad. We're not super close. We're close enough, I feel. I mean, I don't know if that's a difference between like males and females. Like my wife talks to her mom 2-3 times a week.
A day.
Not a day. No. Although I know there are some women that are like that. It varies too whether or not your mom lives in town.
Your parents could be dead for a week and you wouldn't know it.
Years. No, like if they were to both die at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned
you wouldn't find out about it right away.
No. I guess I wouldn't. They say
condition
they were
stable.
This operation, they had to call in reinforcements from a confined space rescue team. Oh, geez. You know how I've told you before that I'm not someone that gets claustrophobic. It's not really my thing. Like the nightmare for some people is to be buried alive. I think I would rather enjoy being buried alive.
See, the one that I think that I would have the biggest problem with, it being like pinned with my arms behind me, either upright or upside down in a chimney would be awful. I would snap. My mind would snap.
I wouldn't like that. I don't get claustrophobic, but I did find myself getting claustrophobic the other night.
Doing what?
Jenny had on one of these shows where they build tiny homes.
Yes.
They do, you know. It's usually some insufferable couple, and they want to get rid of everything and build a little tiny house.
Yeah, and here's the thing: I've seen this show, and it always seems to be the same thing.
Yeah,
where there's these two hipsters.
Yeah,
they're somehow leaving the rat race a little bit, and they're going to build this tiny little home.
Yeah,
they build the tiny little home, and then they start bitching about how tiny it is.
Yep.
Well, that's why we don't build tiny homes for a reason.
Well, this is what made me claustrophobic. If circumstances dictated that I had to live in a tiny house, I think I could do that.
I think I could as well.
If there wasn't anybody else in the house.
Yeah, that would help.
The idea of this was a couple, so like she needed a sewing room and he needed a place to play his banjo, because of course,
you got a tiny house and one of the things you have to have is a sewing room?
I need a banjo room. So they make this tiny house.
Well, this doesn't sound
house.
Like you have a tiny house anymore.
And then they go back like 6 months later to see how they're liking the house, and they're still in the house, and they've got a giant dog. And I'm thinking, how is that fair to anybody?
It's not fair to the dog. It's not fair to you.
Well, the dog will be fine because the dog can run around outside, and then when it needs to come in for shelter, it's fine. But my point is, I found myself getting claustrophobic because I thought sharing that space with other living beings, I was having a hard time breathing as I was picturing that. Living in the tiny house, I'd be fine with
it. So your arms don't even need to be pinned behind you.
No, I don't know where all this pinning back of the arms comes from.
Wouldn't that be awful that your arms are pinned and now you're...
I think, stuck. Well, I think at some point I would just kind of reserve myself to this is how it ends, and that would be
Yeah, but it's not going to end anytime soon.
Soon enough. I mean, in the scheme of things, soon enough.
They found me. I was like some sort of dried up wasp.
Man in central China is recovering after doctors removed 8 embroidery needles from his butt. 55-year-old man recently discovered the needles after undergoing an x-ray at a local hospital.
Well, I had just taken up crocheting, hadn't I?
He told the doctors that he had had a prickly sensation in his butt for more than 10 years after he fell into a trash heap at work.
Mm-hmm.
The man said that he pulled some of them out, but he didn't. He missed some. So he knew he had some of these embroidery needles in his butt.
But was going to go it alone.
But he said he didn't get all of them, apparently. He somehow missed 8 of them. The surgery took 4 hours. They plucked these needles out of his butt. The thicker needles had embedded themselves in his buttocks.
How do you even sit down?
I don't know.
How do you sit down with that?
Yeah, without the, well,
going through you.
He said when he would sit down, there'd be a prickly sensation in his butt.
Oh, I bet it was.
And that prickly sensation is, again, from having needles jammed in your butt. Fell in a trash heap. And again, he's pulling needles out of his butt.
Not all of them.
Didn't get all of them. And again, this happened years ago. Finally, enough was enough.
Maybe I should go see somebody about this. Who would I see about this sort of thing?
Well, you know, maybe...
Medical professional?
I suppose I could, although I'm not in any rush. Let's get into the top 5 things.
Could the guys down at the shop take care of this?
Hey, fellas, you got any magnets powerful enough to get embroidery needles out of my butt?
You guys mind putting me on the lift and seeing what you can do about this? The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. On August 29th through the 31st, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is having a 3-day estate jewelry event. They're only going to have those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, again, the 29th, 30th, and 31st of this month. An extensive collection of previously enjoyed jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, priced to sell, true vintage, bridal, fashion, diamonds, gemstones, gold, platinum, earrings, necklaces, rings, and bracelets. Don't miss out. As always, shop local, shop small at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the Wow Factor on 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 5:30. And then on Saturday, they're open from 10 till 3 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. When you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio. When you make a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so using the Oscars Pub text line. Say it along with me. It's 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, $5 glasses of wine. Monday through Friday, 2 till 6. There's going to be live music at Oscars Pub tomorrow from 8 to 11. Scott Stowe will be performing, so stop on by. 5027 Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot and or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. If you would like to get Capriati's out on the go, if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, you can get a hold of them a couple different ways, 563-284-2331, or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for a small one.
I like that deal. Number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Yeah, I don't know that we point this out enough, but these are not presented in any... they're presented numerically, but there's not
as
any...
As far as importance?
Yeah. They're just... These are the top 5 things. If number 4 seems like it's a more important story than number 1 to
so
you...
So be it.
Yeah. Although I do feel this is important to talk about. The Iowa State Fair is done with, and... They're talking about the new food that came out of the Iowa State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, man, the winner was something called Georgia's Roast with the Most. Let me paint you a picture. It's beef pot roast, white rice with chorizo crumbles, roasted green chilies, cheddar jack cheese, corn tortilla crumbles, and a candy corn salsa. And then on top of that, you wrap it in a cheddar tortilla. It comes with sour cream drizzle and a zesty side of salsa verde sauce. Are you intrigued? Well,
sure, I'd give that a go. Give it a whirl.
Also, the runner-up this year was something called Chicken Street
Tacos.
But
not on a stick.
No. Chicken Street Tacos came in at number two here on the list. And then something they called The Chief, which was...
See, now, when you say Chicken Street Tacos, I'm hearing it as opposed to hearing it as...
Chicken Street Tacos. It's tacos chicken. From Chicken Street.
Right.
Come as and play.
As opposed to...
Everyone is poultry.
On Chicken Street.
The Chief features Navajo barbecue fried bread around smoked beef brisket or smoked pork with a cilantro lime slaw. New this year, also...
Yeah, you hang a left up there on Chicken Street.
Where do you live, Chicken Street? Fight me, Chicken Street. Super Dog was something else that got a lot of love this year. That's a hot dog that is stuffed inside a hollowed pickle, which is then deep fried in corn dog batter.
Yeah, give that a go.
So a corn dog, but between the batter and the dog is a pickle. Interesting. Now, a deep fried pickle, what would that do to the pickle?
Just warm it up. I mean, you already have pickle chips. They already deep fried pickle chips. As a matter of fact, I think Lay's potato chips has the fried pickle chip.
Chiming in here on the Oscar's Pub text line, somebody says, would you eat this Iowa State Fair food at 2:05 in the afternoon? That's a nice callback. It's about
Not that that's pertinent to anything. He even points that out.
Yeah.
He points it out that it doesn't matter what time of day
it is. Very stream of consciousness. That's why I love that guy. Apple nachos were new this year. Cinnamon sugar chips covered in caramel apple filling, whipped cream, and then crushed Red Hots candies. And then finally, bacon-wrapped pig wings were a big deal this year at the Iowa State Fair. These are pork shanks wrapped in bacon and then deep-fried.
Sure.
A lot of deep fried going on there at the fair.
But it's all done.
Yeah.
It's all over.
The fair is over with, but those are the new advancements in fair food for the year. It doesn't seem like these things ever really catch on and become. You know, like the ice cream cone, that's something that they brought out at the World's Fair in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And everybody had to have it. And now, I mean, you can get them at gas stations.
Anywhere.
Can I tell you something about the ice cream cone that I feel very strongly about? If we're not doing chocolate vanilla twist, what are we doing here? I feel very strongly about this. If you're going to offer me an ice cream cone, if you don't have the chocolate vanilla twist as an option, what you're doing is wasting my time and your time.
I got myself an ice cream cone the other day. Treated myself to one.
What kind?
Well, I wanted the twist.
Of course you did.
I wanted the twist.
Because the twist
is the best of both worlds.
It's the greatest.
I wanted the twist. They said they didn't have the twist.
No.
And I was like...
Unacceptable.
Okay, then just I'll have vanilla, I guess.
Yeah.
Look, not that I needed it.
Vanilla's fine, and chocolate's fine. And if you want to have those as an option. But if you don't have, and especially what's especially infuriating is when you have chocolate and vanilla, but you don't offer the twist, what are we doing here? We're wasting time.
Two.
I've got a plane to catch. I'm due in Philadelphia. Now, is Don on the phone?
Once I was eating the ice cream cone, I was thinking to myself, There's no good reason. You don't have any sort of plausible reason for why you're eating this ice cream cone.
Why do you need a reason to eat an ice cream
cone? Well, it was just like, I mean, I had to eat it quick because it was melting, and I was just like, you're a man-child.
They make them big, too, at the park. They put a lot of ice cream on those
cones. Not the one that I got.
I know, because I bought the boy ice cream cones there, and it's like...
Where did you get this ice cream?
At Modern Woodman Park.
Oh, yes. At the ballpark.
Oh, you weren't at work when you got the ice cream cone.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, no. Well, then that is a man-child thing to do.
It was. Okay. I'm driving around in the car eating an ice cream cone, a vanilla ice cream cone, a little ice cream cone.
That is kind of ridiculous.
It absolutely is.
You were right to feel bad about
yourself. To question myself.
Yes. This audio is family... at Yellowstone as a buffalo stampede runs right into their car.
That guy's backup. Oh, don't.
Oh, don't.
Oh, look at the big one in front of us.
And that.
Holy sh.
Oh my God.
So this is a rental car. This family.
Yep.
It's a father, his mother, and I think three kids in the back seat. A herd of bison at the Yellowstone National Park. Now, I will say this, man. They warn you when you go there. I was just there this summer. They warn you that this sort of thing can happen. A father was driving with his wife and three kids, and this herd of bison just storms the road. And my favorite is he's just going, don't. Like the buffalo can hear you, right? A buffalo don't care.
Do they suggest at Yellowstone that you don't use a rental car?
Well, this is
are
where...
Are there signs that say
no,
don't...
No, I would much rather have it be a rental car, although I...
Well, only if you have the insurance.
Well, I'm glad you went there, Darren, because I want you to hear the rest of this audio.
God, smoke.
Yeah. Oh, man, that goes some money. Thanks for not taking the insurance.
Holy...
First thing he thinks of.
Is he talking
and he
to the wife?
Throws that to the wife. Thanks for not taking the insurance. And then she tries to blow it back on him.
I just got that all recorded.
I got it recorded too.
Do you have it recorded?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It ain't gonna matter.
I might have it recorded too.
I can't believe we didn't take the insurance.
You said our insurance.
Bro, save that to your memories, Evan.
I thought you said our insurance covers it.
Wait a minute.
Thanks for not taking the insurance. You said our insurance. So a buffalo has just run into their car headlong. 30 seconds later, they're arguing about who said what about the car insurance.
Well, I might be too.
That's portrait of an American marriage.
Although
right there.
I don't think I would be taking a rental car to a place like Yellowstone and not getting the insurance. If you know you're going,
I'll tell you. I that's a sucker's bet. The insurance, I say. Yeah. I mean, knowing that this happens, I don't think I would have taken the insurance.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah,
out of pocket then. If that's right. What you want to do,
smoked,
dude. Oh my God.
Good thing we got a car. Oh my God.
Hey, anybody else want to say?
what?
Doesn't sound like he had any kids with him.
No, he's got three, like, teenage boys in the back, and they're all kind of going, what the hell, Dad?
I'm not paying for this.
Dad! This buffalo, when you see the video, it's not even looking. It doesn't even see the car, and it's going pretty damn fast. I just love that 10 seconds after a buffalo hits your car, you're going, thanks for not taking the insurance.
The man said we should have that.
What man?
The man...
You said our insurance would take care of it.
No, the man said we should have got it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Anytime that you would like to reach out with anything that you have for us, you can use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Vans Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. Again, that's going to be happening on Saturday, October 12th. You're going to be able to start getting those tickets in advance for just $5 as of September 1st. You can do so at Oscars Pub's Facebook page. They'll have a link there. Otherwise, it's going to cost you $10 the day of at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Number three.
Number three.
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 Mmm.
It's very tasty.
Number three on the top five things. I don't know why I love this story as much as I do. It's 2019. It's the 50th anniversary of a lot of things. We had the anniversary of the moon landing. We had the anniversary of Woodstock. I believe yesterday was the anniversary of the Beatles doing a photo shoot at John Lennon's apartment, and it would be the last time that all four of them would be in a room together.
What was that?
The anniversary of all four Beatles being in a room together. 50th anniversary, that was the other day.
Okay.
In Londonderry and Derry, New Hampshire, they had a time capsule. A time capsule from 1969 that was meant to be opened this year.
Right. Now, we did one of those in kindergarten.
Okay.
Which would have been 1970.
Okay.
And
when is it supposed to be opened?
Well, who's got it? Where is it?
Where did we put it? Did you just put a bunch of crap in a shoebox? Oh, I mean,
exactly. Here's a pencil from 1970.
Right.
Big deal.
They're really going to cherish this pencil in the future.
Here's a pencil that one of you maniacs chewed on.
I saw something today, and please share with us if this happened to you. I didn't realize this was a thing. People are posting photos of themselves of where they got stabbed or poked with a pencil when they were kids, and there's still a graphite mark in their skin.
Yes, I think I might have had a tiny bit of lead in one of my hands.
Do you have one of these things? No, I don't.
No, I think I had one for a period of time.
There are all of these pictures where it's like I went to pick the pencil up, or I was taking a test, and the pencil, you know, everyone gets poked with sharp pencils, but there's a lot of people posting the picture of the little pencil mark that's still in their flesh.
Yeah.
It's like a tattoo.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, in Londonderry and Derry, New Hampshire, local officials were very excited. They had a time capsule. They had a big opening, and it was in a sealed safe, like a big bank safe, right? So they went to open it up. The reason that the safe was to be opened, this was the 250th anniversary of Nutfield. Nutfield, marking the anniversary of when the first settlers in the region that would one day become Derry and Londonderry in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Originally, they called it Nutfield. So this would be the 250th anniversary. So on the 200th anniversary...
Nutfield city limits?
So on the 200th anniversary, they did a time capsule.
Yeah.
They put stuff in this safe, and they said, we will open this at the 300th year anniversary. That's when they were supposed to open it. It was supposed to be unveiled. Okay, so it was planted in 1969. It was supposed to be opened
in 100 years.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I've given you wrong information.
Yeah, the math is not adding
up. No. So this is going to be the 300th anniversary.
Okay.
Because, it was 1719 is when they founded the town, and they thought at the 250th anniversary, we'll do a time capsule. We'll open it when the town turns 300 in the year 2019.
So it's just a time capsule of 50 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was supposed to be unveiled and opened at the 300th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
They looked to open up the time capsule during the anniversary festivities there at the town's Old Home Day celebration last weekend. And they opened it up, and there's nothing in it. Nothing.
Well, the thing is, I think the time capsule that we made when we were in a kid was basically just one of those pencil boxes, you know?
Uh-huh.
That if you bury it, nothing would exist of it anyway.
The mayor of Londonderry says, quote, it was a big disappointment. We were all excited about it. Library staff made the discovery when they considered opening the capsule during a program at the library, hoping to check beforehand to make sure that the contents of the safe would make for an interesting ceremony. They got the combination and they opened it up. And when they opened it up, they say they were horrified. There was nothing in there.
All right. So we've had all these 50th anniversaries of 1969, whether it's the moon landing, Woodstock, the Manson murders, all that business.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Cub fan,
mm-hmm.
I was just looking into this the other day because I was just kind of wondering because 69 is the year that the
marvelous Mets,
Mets. They led the entire summer,
mm-hmm.
and then they lost to the amazing Mets.
Mm-hmm.
The day to keep in to remember, to mm-hmm. circle,
yeah.
is September 3rd.
And that is because?
Because on September 2nd, the Cubs had won.
Uh-huh.
They had won five in a row, as a matter of fact, going into finishing up September 2nd. They had won five in a row, and they were up by five games when they started September 3rd.
Wow.
Started September 3rd, they're up five games.
Yeah.
And then ended up losing to the Mets by eight games.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's unthinkable. And the season didn't go.
Well, it would have only went to almost like the end of September.
Right.
So you're just talking about 3 or 4 weeks of yeah. it just completely what disappearing. 13-game swing.
That's crazy.
But it starts. The collapse begins.
Wow.
50 years ago on September 3rd.
They think that one of two things happened. One is whatever was supposed to go in the capsule never went in. And somebody buried a time capsule knowing damn well.
Yeah, that's what I would go
which
with.
Which would be kind of a great prank. I'll be dead, yeah. and they're going to open this up, and there'll be nothing in it.
It was my job to bury it, and I took everything out of it.
Or did somebody find that combination to the safe and help themselves to the contents? It was supposed to have newspapers, a film reel, and materials related to the 250th anniversary of the town.
So things just don't go missing like that.
Someone who was at the 1969 festivities say the time capsule also included trimmings from a beard contest. They opened it up. We were really disappointed. We wanted to see those beard
yeah,
trimmings.
Yeah, we had all the... We collectively got... We collectively shaved, and we put all of the townspeople's pubic hair in it.
Four.
Take that 50 years from now.
So you can feel that this? London dairy air.
What is all this stuff? It's coming out in clumps. Boy, those were some sickos back then. Real sickos, I tell you. Nutfield.
There's a...
Nutfield for a reason.
What do you think of this Nutfield?
Hey, let's go shave our Nutfield.
They've come up with a new pill that you can swallow and track your fart development in real time on your phone. Human trials.
Of course you can.
This is something where you swallow a pill and then you'll be able to look in your phone and see how your farts are developing.
A group like of us, one's coming soon?
Right. Like you get little like a note from your phone that says like you're going to fart in 10 minutes.
You're going to fart.
Uh-huh. They have developed an ingestible electronic capsule that monitors the gas levels in the human gut. And then it's paired with a pocket-sized receiver and a mobile phone app. The pill reports tailwind conditions in real time as it passes from the stomach to the colon. The authors say they're optimistic that the gas readings will help clear the air over the inner workings of the human digestive tract and the microbes that are down there. And you'll get like a little pop-up message. For the pilot study, they said they tested this in pigs, and they were able to watch farts develop inside the pig's guts.
At work the other day,
yeah.
I just happened upon this conversation where they were discussing if you had a superpower.
What time was this conversation at?
2:05, maybe. 2:05. Would you rather have the superpower of being able to identify where a fart comes from?
No.
Who it comes from?
No.
Or would you rather... Or would you rather have the superpower of being able to deliver a fart upon whoever you wanted?
No, that one for sure.
Well, that's what I picked as well.
Yeah, of course.
Whose business is
what
it?
What kind of weirdo wants to know where it's from?
That was you. I know it's you. You know why? Because I have a superpower and that's it.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
You did. And I'm not using the denied it, supplied it. I have a superpower.
And that's my superpower.
That's not a great superpower. But I guess it's better than nothing.
Donna, this is my superpower.
I love to wear women's clothing. Remember your fart?
Remember this superpower?
Five.
Number five.
Finally, Darren, number five on the top five things. Red Bull. Having to pay $10 to Canadians who thought that the drink would actually give them wings. They settled a class action lawsuit up there in Canada. This was filed in February this year. The case is based on a similar U.S. class action settlement that was filed in 2013 by a pair of consumers who claimed that drinking Red Bull does not give you wings.
Hey, wait a minute.
I thought I could fly if I drank this. Yep, they are paying $10 to every Canadian who's willing to admit they were dumb enough to think that Red Bull would give them wings. In a statement, Red Bull says they agreed to settle the class action suit to avoid the distraction of litigation. Red Bull's marketing has always been witty, truthful, and accurate, they say. But yeah, you don't get actual wings from drinking Red Bull. And if you thought you would grow wings and be able to fly, I wish you would jump off a building.
Easy does it, R. Kelly. Right.
I think that's it for today's top five things, Darren.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. It's happy hour each and every weekday at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex, from 2 till 6 every Monday through Friday. Enjoy $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wines at Oscars Pub, the podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheese steak, but so much more than that, including some of their new sandwiches that are on the menu. Their Chicken Chipotle Crunch, premium chicken grilled with white American cheese topped with lettuce, tomato, crispy cheddar onions, and chipotle ranch dressing. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today for lunch or dinner at Capriati Sandwich Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food and mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We'll be back next week.
So we get a chance to do it for you again, guys. Thanks so much for downloading the show and subscribing and liking and leaving reviews. And thanks for all of your support.
Now back to school, kids. Back to school.
Well, going back to school on a Friday is not the worst thing in the world. It's pretty well thought out.
It's almost as if the kids came up with this.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Later, losers.